When you think about the greatest art heist in human history, your mind will most likely go to something that happened in the 1800s. Perhaps some Viking raid on a Victorian-era museum or something. But that's not true. The greatest heist in the history of the world happened barely 30 years ago, and it happened in my backyard.
Hello everyone, welcome to How to Cry Monster. I am your host, Neil Nestor. And today, we have a really interesting story with us.
Yeah, it was my turn to pick an episode. I'm not a huge fan of the paranormal spooky stuff, so let's go back into the true crime. The greatest art heist known to man. The Gartner Museum Heist of 1990. I'm your sound guy, Joe, by the way. I don't know if we introduced each other.
I'm your co-host, Em.
I'm your co-host, Max.
All right, let's go back to a simpler time. 1990. The internet was barely a thing. Mm-hmm. Our parents were about our age, running around, doing whatever we're doing right now.
That's oh my god, they were.
They really were.
Mine weren't.
Fast forward to a very simple day. March 18th. Well, it was really the morning. At 1:24 a.m., two men dress up like policemen, so the security guards for Gardner just assumed they were policemen because it's the 90s. You know, no such thing as being untrustworthy. No such thing. So these two quote-unquote police officers made small talk with the guard and talked with him for an known amount of time. It didn't exceed more than 30 minutes, I would say. But then, all of a sudden, there was a distraction in the courtyard. And the security guard heard it, went down there, and the policeman, quote-unquote, followed him. Then, all of a sudden, the policeman told the security guard and others that were there, just kind of hanging out at the museum, because they have to be, that they were under arrest, handcuffed them, and put them in the basement of the museum. At this point, it was around 2 a.m. And for the following 81 minutes, these two men would proceed to steal 13 pieces of art, all amounting to a total of, drumroll please, $500 million.
Jeez.
They stole $500 million in 81 minutes. And they were careful, because there was no trace of evidence that they left behind. And they perfectly, from what we could tell of the empty frames and whatnot, they perfectly removed the paintings and the statues without damaging them whatsoever. And then at about, you know, by 6:45, that's when the morning shift guards would come in for Gardner, and they realized, hey, the guys aren't supposed to be where they are. And then they found him. The police were called, found the people in the basement, freed them, and then realized, holy crap, all of the valuable art is now gone. And that is where the facts of the case end.
That's really impressive. Yeah. I can't even open like a McDonald's sauce without the foil ripping.
All happening in Boston, Massachusetts, by the way, which is why I it's so close to home.
I'm going to correct you on one thing.
Go ahead.
You said no traces, but there's witnesses because the cops are talking, or the security guards are talking to them. So it is technically a trace.
There was a trace of terrible, terrible sketches. And one of my favorite quotes ever was from one of the people that the thieves tied handcuffed. I don't know what he looked like, but he looked like someone from Hogan's Heroes.
What?
Yeah.
Someone from Hogan's Heroes. I know that show, but like...
Not even like a specific person.
Not even a specific actor.
Let me look up the exact quote.
So...
Hold on.
Like, they just looked like they were... are you saying just... Were they describing how they were dressed? Or were they just describing their... They're trying to describe their features? Because that doesn't make sense at all. Because like, if you were trying to describe like a character from Hogan's Heroes, you're either describing one of the... Nazi characters or one of the prison camp characters.
Oh no!
So I'm assuming that they're probably trying to describe one of the Nazi characters because they wore like the uniform, you know?
Yeah, if they're talking about uniform, but if they're talking about like facial structure, you have no idea who they're talking about.
Well, right.
I'd assume they weren't talking about uniform because they were dressed like fake cops. So they'd have the cop uniform, not really a Nazi uniform.
That would
kind of give them away, I feel.
I suppose the first person I think of when I think of Hogan's Heroes, I can't remember any of the actors' names like off the top of my head, but I know that there's a blonde guy who's like one of the main characters. So I mean, that's what most people think of when they think of that show. They think of like the main character, you know. So maybe they were thinking that the person who was in one of the cop outfits, one of the fake cops, was supposed to had similar features to the main
character.
That's what
they were going for when they were trying to describe their faces.
Mm-hmm.
White men. But guess what? It's Boston. Those are dime a dozen.
Really?
Nobody was killed during this heist. And there remains a $10 million reward for any information that could lead to the location of any of the 13 stolen art pieces. $10 million reward.
If anyone has any information, contact us and we'll split it with you guys. 80 to us, 20 to you guys.
Okay, so, yeah. Joe, my question to you is, how much would you know about this case to where if I asked you questions right now, would you be able to give me some good answers?
I could theorize. I have certainly some theories.
All right, here's my first question. Are there any leads as to where those two men were from? Anything about their accents or the way they talked?
They sounded like typical Bostonian men.
Bostonian men.
Bostonian men.
Bostonian
so
men.
They kind of spoke like me, had accents just like everybody from Boston, because, you know, it's Boston. It's a really contagious accent.
I think you've been in Florida too long, because I never hear you with a Boston accent.
Oh, it comes out sometimes.
It cuts Boston. In sometimes.
Yeah, it's Boston.
From Boston.
The Haber.
Boston.
The Haber.
You're Bostonian. Haber.
There was a trace as to where the artwork once was at one point.
Okay.
In a garage owned by a notorious, not quite mobster, but a local crime person.
A local organized crime leader?
Local organized crime leader who boasted about having access to those art pieces.
Interesting.
And they trace it back to that garage. Nothing else. And that was like right after it happened, too.
Interesting.
And it is still a cold case 30 years later. Very fun.
Okay. So here's my first question to you, since you've looked into this the most.
Yeah.
What is your primary theory?
My primary theory is that it was Whitey Bulger.
Now, who the hell is that?
He is the most famous Boston crime boss in history.
Interesting.
And I just say that because I think it would make a cool story that, you know, the greatest heist in human history would be from a local Bonnie and Clyde-esque Jesse James quote-unquote celebrity from
right,
where I'm from.
Right.
And Whitey Bulger fits the bill because he was known for A, doing a lot of crime, and B, getting the hell away with it.
Did he have connections in the police force?
In the police force? Most likely.
That I was going to ask that too, because were the police uniforms considered authentic that they used for the heist?
They were authentic enough to trick security guards.
So probably actual uniforms they probably stole or borrowed.
Probably.
Perhaps.
Dang. There's many theories as to it being an inside job.
Because
museum stole it from themselves.
They stole it from themselves. No, that's just because the blue room alarms
right,
did not go off. And stuff was stolen from the blue room.
Now, what is the blue room?
The blue room was, let's see where.
I can theorize what that is.
Yeah,
probably something that only policemen have access to, or can only.
No.
Maybe just like a more security locked down.
No, it was the section of the museum where certain things were being held. Let me find exactly what was in the blue room.
Oh yeah, fun fact about the museum. It's the Gardner Museum, right?
Yep.
So Isabella Stewart Gardner.
Oh, that's sad.
Said in her will that she didn't want the museum to be changed at all afterwards. Nothing should be bought new or should any of the items be sold. So for now, until those pieces of art return, there are empty frames hanging in the museum.
Yeah. Also, I found what I was looking for.
So now it's a museum for the heist rather than a museum for the art.
There's still a lot of other art pieces, but...
Look at all of our mediocre art when all our best art is gone.
Exactly. They still made off with $500 million. Are you really going to be critical?
I'm pretty sure they're using the heist for tourism.
So,
yeah.
The main thing as to it being an inside job was that the FBI just straight up said they can't rule out security guard Richard Abeth as a suspect. And... furthermore, because the thieves did not destroy any motion sensor equipment, but it didn't pick them up. Huh, how about that? That same equipment, though, picked up a Both in that room before the thieves arrived, though.
But did it pick up him leaving?
Just him being there. He broke protocol by giving the policeman entry into the museum.
Oh, shoot.
Also... video released a few years ago about a Beth letting in an unauthorized visitor the night before the heist. Ooh.
That
shady,
sounds sussy.
Shady, shady,
sounds like
shady.
Pre-planning.
Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, in 2015, he still stated he's angry about that night, and he is not under arrest, but...
probably doesn't have a job
FBI,
as a security guard anymore.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, it could be like a whole shame thing, being like, all this art was stolen on your watch.
I'm sure.
You allowed this to happen?
I'm sure because of that, he was given the most extensive look under the microscope of the law. And if they couldn't find anything connecting him to it, beyond those what reasonably could be coincidences.
Okay, now here's my next question for you. Now, for all the suspects and all the people that were under the radar, that were on the microscope, was there anything unique about their financial records?
Here's the thing. When it comes to the black market art scene,
mm-hmm.
It's very well hidden.
Right.
Obviously, it was two men, and there's not going to be one recipient of all 500 mil. There would probably be a whole team that received them. And there was... I've yet to find any evidence of someone becoming a half-billionaire overnight.
Well, I don't think they would have sold them for the 500 million. I think what they would have done was probably lower the price to make the people want to buy it. Because you don't want to keep something that's hot like that. You want to get rid of it fast.
Exactly.
So they would lower the price.
But my question is, like, for Abeth, is that what his name was? Abeth or
mm-hmm.
Abeth? My question is, were there any form of, like, financial transactions that occurred, like, in that kind of time period, before or after, that would suggest that he got some form of cut?
Oh, a Both?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. That's why the FBI was probably like, he didn't get it. Because why would he not get any money?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been under the microscope of the law ever since. The last, like, 30-plus years.
How do you track an offshore bank account? Because what if he has access to not connected to the U.S.?
That's the thing. About a year after the heist, a private investigator claimed he had acquired images of the stolen artwork somewhere in Holland.
Holland?
Yeah.
Can you please... I'm sometimes bad with geography.
Netherlands.
Somewhere in Europe.
Netherlands.
Yeah. Netherlands, oh.
Holland is Netherlands.
Across
the pond.
What?
Where are the Netherlands?
Is that like
Sweden area? Those three areas?
Kind of like around Germany and Sweden.
Just kind of picture islands, right?
No.
No? Not islands?
No.
Picture a coastal village.
It is coastal, though.
And then just kind of picture a bunch of people with fish and then boom.
I'm picturing a castle
with a lot
of knights.
I don't think that's the most accurate. When I think of Holland, I think of tulips and windmills.
Oh, I also think of Vikings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, like, an interesting thing to think about is that there's no way that they kept all these together.
Right.
I feel like one mistake that some people make when looking for all these stolen art pieces is that they're just expecting to find the whole collection right then and there.
Right.
There's no way you kept all these hot items together, like you said. Like, someone would, like, want to get rid of them as quick as possible. But nowadays, we have such, like, eccentric people collecting that it's really up in the air whether or not someone found them all, hunted them down, and got them all back together, or if they're still all separate, or even if they're undamaged at this point, too.
Well, if it was a mobster that did it, and then they did separate it, they probably would have the capability to bring them all back together. And at this point in time, it's probably not hot enough to want to keep them separate. You'd want them to be together so you can have someone watch them at this point.
I mean, as far as art goes in this particular case, these are going to be probably more like assets than decoration for these people because of their worth.
Maybe
like
bargaining chips.
Yeah, bargaining chips, definitely. Because You know, if you want someone to do something for you, if you wanted an organization or someone who's at the head of some form of organization to do something for you, that's a pretty good bargaining chip. You know, like, hey, I got this $25 million art piece, you know, like, I can make a deal with you, you know, I can lower the price a little bit.
You bring this to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
That is most likely how they got rid of all the pieces. Even the FBI. The FBI has made a statement that they have high confidence they believe who's responsible, but we have no clue where the arts are. So, at the end of the day...
Okay.
The art is the smoking gun. They don't know where the hell it is.
So here's... Okay. So, smoking not eye. To divert too much, but can you tell me some more about Whitey?
Whitey Bulger. Let's go ahead and pull up his lovely, lovely biography.
Wikipedia.net.
Well, another thing, mentioning the FBI while you're getting that information, is that in 2015, it was suspected that the art was transported from Connecticut to Philadelphia through organized crime to try and sell to try and sell items on the black market. But after those attempted transactions, there's been no trace. And that information has been taken from an article by someone with a last name that is very hard to pronounce.
Well, how's it
spelled? Darudi Bhagat?
Here, let me try. Where is it?
So, Whitey Bulger was a prominent figure
I'd say Bhagat, yeah.
in Boston's organized crime scene from the time he was 14 years old. That's when he got into the scene, and he was arrested for stealing.
That's some Macklemore stuff right there.
Yeah, he went to Alcatraz, he served some time as a FBI informant, and he finally passed away in 2018. Or so they believe.
Oh my god.
That seems to be the same year the Zodiac Killer passed away.
That sounds like a
could be a
cover up. That sounds like a similar life story to Al Capone almost, minus the syphilis.
I was gonna say he could have worked with Al Capone at some point.
The reason I say supposedly died in 2018 was because I was on the beach one day wearing a Boston Bruins shirt. And a guy, an old man, was like, hey, are you from Boston? And I'm from Maine, which in the New England is all basically the same. And I was like, yeah, yes, sir, I am.
Maine's Boston.
And then he said, awesome, I'm Whitey Bulger.
He said that to you?
Yep. And then I just walked away.
I was didn't ask him for an autograph or anything?
No.
Think of all the money you could have gotten autograph from him.
Nope, I did not.
Was
either
that in Florida, here?
It was right here in Florida.
Like, around where we are right now?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Whitey Bulger, if you're listening to this, don't come after us unless you want to give us an autograph. I'll gladly take one.
So, the possibilities are, it was a crazy old man just making a joke, or it wasn't a joke at all.
He could have been put in witness protection.
Sure.
Hey.
Well, because that would have been them saying he died and then moving him somewhere else.
Understandable.
I feel like that's a weird claim for even, like, a delirious old person to make. Like, why would you say that you're a mobster or like famous crime lord person?
Fake clout.
Yeah.
Even old people.
Chasing that TikTok clout.
I mean he could have just been trying to be humorous. You know how some elderly folks are. They want to mess with your whippersnappers and
listen, man.
And be like, yeah, I'm Whitey Bulger. And then,
I'm Jack the Ripper.
I'm Jack the Ripper. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
148.
Listen, man, if one of the FBI's top 10 most wanted figures ever says hello to me, I'm saying hello back.
You better.
I better. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Can't believe you just walked away from him.
He was at
you
one point.
You should have asked him about the robbery. The
Whitey Bulger at one point was being designated the Bureau's second most wanted man. And can you guess number one?
The Zodiac Killer?
Nope. Osama bin Laden.
Ah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. They finally arrested him in 2011, though, which is lame.
Bin Laden?
No.
No, Bin Laden died. He didn't get arrested.
No, he did not.
I know, I was just like forgetting when all that stuff happened.
Yep.
Wasn't Bin Laden 2016?
Was it?
That was.
No.
It was early into President Obama's.
It was early.
2012?
It was 2011.
It was around.
Oh, no, yeah, because 2016, Obama wasn't president anymore, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like, I remember the. I don't know, I feel like the Bin Laden thing happened really early on. But,
it's
anyway,
just, it happened so long ago.
Well, yeah. You're imagining it from Bush to Obama. It happened within Bush's second term, and then it went to Obama's first term, and it ended there. So,
right
within like 7 years, it was over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Welcome to a bunch of college students question the length of time.
Yeah.
What
Whitey
numbers?
Bulger's Whitey's like criminal empire was officially claimed to be around 1972 to 2000. That it fits within the time frame.
What happened at 2000?
That's just when he went on the lam. He went on the run.
Mm.
He left Boston. He left that scene.
Came to Florida to retire over in Fort Myers.
Neil was born. That's what happened in 2000.
My Neil, how well do you know your father?
My birth deterred Whitey Bulger.
He was like, Neil is born, enough's enough. I'm living a simple life.
I'm moving to Florida.
He's going to start a podcast called How to Cry Monster, and he's going to be on my ass.
He's going to get me arrested one day.
He's going to meet someone who saw me on the beach.
And I claimed I'm Whitey Bulger.
Yep.
Well,
now I'm
as the prophecy has foretold.
Now I'm just looking at his biography. Of course he went to the criminal life. He was one of six children out of Catholic Irish parents.
Oh, God.
Wait, Joe, look up pictures of him from when he died, and then compare that to what the guy looked like on the beach.
He's probably my uncle.
What?
Old white man. Yo.
Yo?
Did you actually meet Whitey Bulger?
I may have.
Wait!
I mean...
Hold on, I'm gonna come over and take a look. 1 second.
I mean, just looks like a crazy old man. Which, yeah. Here he is. Here's the guy.
I swear I've seen someone like that before.
Honestly?
How old would he be?
He would, let's see. This was around 2018, which is around the time he died.
I swear I've seen someone like that driving before on the road around this area.
I swear I've served someone like that at my job.
Hang on, now I need to see.
I might have served someone like that at Cali Burger too, oh my god.
I'm not good at doing math on the fly.
2018, yeah, it would have been 2018 you said he died. I've been here for 4 years from 2018 to now.
Same.
So he straight up could just be in witness protection.
He looks crazy familiar.
Right? And it's not like one of those faces. Although he does kind of look similar to the meme guy, the old meme guy.
What if he is the old meme guy?
No, because that guy's like Belgian.
Oh.
I think, right?
Oh.
The one with the... What?
Not the one that goes nice. The one that goes like with the thumbs up. Like the
yes!
Smiling with the thumbs up.
With the blank computer.
Yeah. With the blank computer. Him and his wife are both confused, staring at a computer. Like,
yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
He kind of looks like that one a little bit.
So, I think that's it. That's all I have to say about the crime, because there's nothing much to say.
Joe, go back and find him again. We can get him on, do an interview.
Maybe.
On the podcast.
Maybe.
That would be funny.
Wait, when did you bump into this guy?
Around 2018 or 17.
Joe, do a tweet. tweet out Whitey Bulger. See if you can get him on our podcast.
Hashtag, where's Whitey?
find him Where's on your Twitter.com.
That might be getting you canceled if you
I was
that.
About
oh,
to
yeah, you're
say.
Right, you're right, you're right.
Don't tweet Whitey.
I feel like maybe... I mean, if we're going to go find him, odds are... We're probably just gonna have to go to the beach. We're gonna have to recreate the events that you yeah. did
we
at,
can
that
wear a
that
shirt
day.
That says "Where's Whitey Bulger" with his
no,
face on.
No, you okay? We have to divide and conquer. I'll wear a Bruins shirt. You wear a Celtics. You wear a Patriots.
And I don't like the Patriots.
Well, too bad.
I'll wear the Patriots.
I'm wearing the Steelers.
All right,
that's,
fine.
You know what? Yeah, I'm wearing.
No, yeah, it has to be a Boston team.
I'll wear a Florida Panthers hockey
Red Sox?
Shirt.
How dare you? Red Sox. You wear a Red
I can,
Sox.
I can do Red Sox. Red Sox.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do the Patriots. I don't care.
I'll wear nice. White socks while wearing a Red
I'll
Sox.
I'll wear a Pepperidge Fam t-shirt.
Pepperidge Fam.
Pepperidge Farms for men.
And then we gotta get everyone on board. We gotta have, like, someone wearing a Wahlberger shirt.
A what?
Wahlbergers.
Danny Wahlberg, right? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Right. He's Mac so good Wahlberg. In Blue Bloods. I love that
oh,
show.
Yeah. No, that's Donnie. Mark is the guy, is the actor that's in the Transformers and the Ted movies.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Donnie is the singer
Isn't
who's
he?
In...
The
He's not in 21 Jump Street, is he?
No, it's NSYNC. No, it's not NSYNC. It's New Kids on the Block.
I don't know that.
I know my boy bands. Yeah, and that's it.
Okay.
Let's go home.
Okay, so does anybody have any possible theories as to who did... The heist. Are we deciding that it was Whitey Bulger at this
Donald
point?
Donald Trump somehow did the heist. And it's hiding on the top floor of Trump Tower in his own personal closet.
I don't think he even needs it.
He doesn't, but he heisted it. He funded the heist. Well, how do you think he got so rich back then?
There's a
he
crap
funded
ton of
He's been rich for a while.
Right, but this heist happened 30 years ago.
He
That's
is a
around
Patriots
when
fan.
He started getting... Exactly.
He Whoa. Has like a multi-billion dollar corporation.
Yeah, how do you think he funded it?
He had a small loan of $1 million.
No. He used that $1 million to fund small heists, getting up to 10 million something. Then he used that to fund higher-ended heists, and he funded this heist. And then he used this money to get the billion-dollar corporation.
I can say I have visited Trump Tower, and it was under a lot of security at the time, and I don't even think he was there.
My point exactly.
I mean,
he has
you would
all
think
that...
It was in 2018, so he was probably...
Whoa.
The entire top floor is just a vault.
2018
with all
was
of
an
his
eventful
money.
Year.
It was.
If you're planning on robbing him and rob the top floor of Trump Tower, it's just a vault filled with all of his gold and money. Absolutely true. Take my word 100% on that. Don't look it up.
And possibly Ivanka's, like, locked up there. But
maybe. We won't get into that. That's a different story.
Truth is, nobody knows. I just said Whitey Bulger off the top of my head because he is like the notorious Boston like crime guy. Same with Al Capone in New York.
Al Capone probably did it to get back at Whitey for something they did in prison.
Yeah, they were Alcatraz mates.
Stealing the Boston cred.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully one of these days someone is going to come forward with some form of art. I mean, highly unlikely because, I mean, you know, everyone likes that whole idea of like, I got a little secret thingy that I have in my house. No one knows that it's from the Boston art heist, but I do, and that's what gives me a lot of pleasure. So, you know, it's like one of those, like, dramatic irony type of situations.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is just a recreation of those paintings. It's actually the real one.
Well, there's two of them that look like hand-drawn, just pencil on
they
paper.
They look terrible. Two
you
of them
could
just
probably draw one yourself and turn that in for, like, half of a million.
One of the two things that was not paintings that they stole was a bronze eagle finial, which looks very Nazi. Looks it's, like very, like, looks
I
like a Nazi
too.
Thing.
I thought that
so,
too.
But it was made in the 1800s, so if you see something like that, report it.
So it's the Maltese Falcon.
Best case
what?
Scenario,
yeah.
Best case scenario, it's the bronze eagle, and you'll get $10 million, and then other than that, you'll just report a Nazi, and nobody likes Nazis.
Worst case scenario, you get a neo-Nazi put in jail.
Yeah, and that's a pretty damn good thing.
Still in the positive.
You ask me, you're still net
or
positive.
Or an old Nazi. You know, they're still around. We don't know if Whitey Bulger did it. We don't know if he's here right now. As far as we know, he could honestly be a professor at this school.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And That would be lit. What would he teach? What would he teach?
Art history.
No, criminal science.
No, he teaches art history on the third floor of the library.
Yeah.
Wait, is it on the third floor?
Oh my god. I think the third floor is a classroom, right? Or is it fourth?
Nah, I thought that was the
third floor
SI session.
A gallery. Art history in the library. It's one of those floors.
Interesting.
He would like definitely teach criminal justice. Are you kidding me?
No, art history. It's got to be art history, right?
No, because
both of them are just so good.
Yeah,
he would teach both back to back.
It would be one of those like IDS interdisciplinary studies where it's like art crime or something, crime art.
He teaches about every art heist possible.
Yeah.
In excruciating detail that makes you think, did he do this?
It's one of those special courses.
But he walks around with a limp and a cane.
And he's like, and
a
here's...
true baller.
And we have a guest speaker today. Please welcome Mr. Abeth.
Oh my god.
Please welcome Al Capone.
We gotta lock down like that little art room that we have here.
We have an art room?
There's like a little art gallery.
Right there is?
Yeah.
Don't tell Whitey.
I know we have Wasmer, but I mean.
Also, we do have a piece up in like the art pavilion of Ugandan Knuckles, so I think that's very important.
There are some pretty good pieces in Wasmer, so if you're a student, you should go check it out when you got time.
I'd love to see them steal the sculpture thing that's hanging on the side of the wall. What building is that?
Cohen?
Yeah, the side, like, facing the parking
lot. I would love to see them steal that, too.
It's, like, hanging so high up.
Wait, what?
It's just pieces of glass on the wall that are, like, connected by a line of, like...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the big eagle. The
bench?
The brass
the
one
bench.
That's at the Cohen
yes,
Center?
They should steal the bench.
Take the bench.
Well, because there's, like, take three the of them. Bench. There's the one that's graffitied, too, in the gym. Or not the basketball court center thing.
New plan. Whitey Aliko? Bulger, can you please, steal...
The eagle bench.
FGCU bench.
Nah,
there's also one in the math building too. There's
imagine all the
there.
Bronze you could get and how much money you can get from that.
We can make more bronze eagles.
That's like chump change ones.
Yeah, bronze isn't worth much, but you could melt it down into other things that's useful that you could then sell.
He'll have two bronze eagles then.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, divide it in half.
He's obviously an FGCU.
Yeah.
He's an FGCU fan. He got.
He's an entrepreneurship.
Wait,
teacher.
When was FGCU founded? Wait.
The 90s.
97. Right around the time when he disappeared.
He used the money from the heist to fund it.
91, actually.
Ooh.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
We didn't open
what if we have a building named after him? What if one of the buildings is named after him?
Bulger Hall?
No. What if he went in your fake name? Who's Whitaker Hall named after? Other than Whitaker. I don't know who that person is, though.
Whitey.
Like, there's no pictures of the Whitaker. I know who Ben Hill Griffin is. There's pictures of him all in the building. Yeah.
He passed away recently.
Griffin?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Rip.
I had a professor named Mr. Griffin in my freshman year. He taught
Peter?
Us English lit in Soviet.
That's very interesting. Oh, wait. No, I had the same person.
Yeah. He looked like he vaped a lot.
Nice.
Good for him.
Good for anybody who's not dying or Whitey Bulger or Al Capone with syphilis.
Yeah.
Well,
if you are not any of those people... Hope you enjoyed this episode.
One more shout out to Whitey Bulger. Contact us. We can interview you.
Yep. Yeah, that would be nice. Or maybe even the person that thought they were or said they were. That would be interesting, too. I want to know their thought process. So, that being said, make sure you follow us on Instagram at How to Cry Monster. Hopefully, we'll put some more updates on there shortly. And,
We'll update you guys if Joe sees Whitey Bulger again.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. We'll let you know. We'll keep you guys updated.
Take a picture of him next time, Joe.
Can I get a selfie, Whitey?
No.
He'll be like
$50.
Yeah, he'll charge you for it. Anyway, I'm Neil Nestor.
I'm Max.
I'm Em.
I'm Whitey Bulger. I mean, I'm Joe. I'm definitely gonna do that when I'm older, though. I'm going to just say I'm Whitey Bulger. I'm going to keep the cycle alive.
You're just going to go to the beach, find a kid in a Boston's jersey, say, hey, I'm Whitey Bulger.
Hey, I'm Whitey Bulger.
And then that
and
then kid's
going like,
to do
who?
It.
And then I'll be like, oh.
And then that kid's going to do it when he's older, and it's going to be a cycle of Whitey Bulger Whoa. Living forever.
He'll do a podcast episode on Whitey Bulger.
Oh, my Christ. Take care, everyone.